Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see oceanside relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X, and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Coaching situations out there. Remember we talked a week or two ago, it looked like everybody, you know, the reports were out there that, oh, Sean Payton looks like he might wind up in Denver. Well, not so fast. There's new news. D'Amico Ryans is all the hotness, the defensive coordinator for the 49ers, understandably so. But Rob G, give us the latest.
Yeah, well, you just mentioned it, Chris. Multiple outlets in Denver have said that he is at the top of their list. They have several candidates, but he is the guy number one. If we can get anyone, we want D'Amico Ryans. Well, adding a little intrigue to this whole situation now is NFL Network reporting earlier on Friday that the Houston Texans also view D'Amico Ryans as their top candidate for their vacant head coaching gig. So while he's preparing for the upcoming championship round weekend, D'Amico Ryans allegedly, it seems like, has his choice of between two different NFL head coaching jobs.
Rob, which one do you like? If you were D'Amico Ryans, which one do you like?
I'm taking the one with the most talent. I don't want to be in a rebuild because at some point they just say, hey, we're losing, and they're going to blame you. Despite knowing what the roster is and what's in store, I just wouldn't want to take
That's
on a rebuild.
That's clearly Denver.
You know? I wouldn't
That's
do
clearly
it.
Clearly Denver.
Yeah.
I hear you. Denver's got a good defense. He obviously is a defensive coach.
We talked about it, Chris. If they scored 18 points at one point to start the season, the first 10 games, they would have been 9-1.
Right.
If they
Absolutely.
Scored 18 points, that's not a lot.
Is legit. They got some good receivers. They got Javonte Williams will be back, presumably. He's a nice running back. Their problem, let's just keep it real, was the coaching and Russell Wilson. That's it. And here's the thing. And you look on paper and you say, man, if I can get Russ White, and it'll be interesting to see who he would hire as his offensive coordinator. But if you get Russell Wilson right, then Rob, that is a team that would be right there in the playoff hunt, you would think. Here's the challenge, though. If you're on the outside looking in at Russell Wilson and maybe Sean Payton, he's probably thinking the same thing. You have one question, Rob. Was Russ just having a down year in large part because of the new system and the Nathaniel Hackett? Or is he washed? because he's going to be your quarterback for the next few years. No, whatever, there's nothing stopping. He's not going to be traded on that contract. And so he is going to be your quarterback. And if there is a chance, he's washed. And there is a chance. I tend to think he can have a bounce back year, but there certainly you can't outrule the fact that he might just be done. Not as good as he used to be. Not as good as we think he is. And if that happens and you go there, you're cooked. You're in a division with Patrick Mahomes and Justin Herbert and whoever the Raiders get, which will probably be a good quarterback. Whereas Rob, Houston, and I hear you, you're right. I would think this. I mean, David Culley was an old vet, right, in his 60s. Obviously, Lovie Smith's older, and they only got 1 year apiece. You would think if you're D'Amico Ryans or whoever the next coach is in Houston, that you're getting a legitimate shot, that it's not going to be a one-and-done situation. And they have the second pick in the draft, Rob. Chicago with the first pick, you would think they're not taking a quarterback. They got Justin Fields. And so you're going to get either Bryce Young. I like C.J. Stroud a little bit better. Like them both. Stroud's a little bigger. I love the way he throws the football. Athletic, too. But either one is supposed to be and could be a franchise quarterback. And you get one of them, you see what happened in Jacksonville. All of a sudden, they're viable. They made the playoffs because they got that guy. So that's what I would think about, Rob. Now, and I'm not so sure I wouldn't go to Houston.
I'm going to tell you why not. Because what you just talked about already is whenever you have a defense, you have a chance to win. And you just got to get the quarterback so he doesn't hurt you. And you don't need a lot. The teams with defenses have great chances to win. You don't need, as we saw when Baltimore put together the defense that they did when they won the championship. And if you remember Tampa Bay, when they won theirs, their defense was scoring more points than the offense. No, I know. I'm just saying, with a defense, you have a chance to win. You know, having to develop a quarterback and the other stuff that goes with it, it might be a couple of years. And then that gives them a couple of years to say, okay, yeah, we know he doesn't have anything, but we don't like the way things are going. We don't like the locker room. We don't like whether or not people respect him. We don't like the way he clock manages. We don't like, you know, then it could be a lot of other things that they could pick at you. Whereas your strength is at a defensive coordinator. You're going in with a team that's already in place to defense, you make it better or tweak it, and then you go out and then you already have a quarterback that's won a Super Bowl and you try to minimize and see. I would rather take that chance and give me a couple years there and see if I can win big early or, you know, get to a big game or get to a Super Bowl or whatever it is, and then that's going to better solidify myself. Even if you realize in a couple of years that maybe Russell Wilson isn't the same guy or he might not be able to win it.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know. And I like Russ, but it's a question mark. I hear you. You make a good point. I would say this, though. I bet you D'Amico Ryans feels like I can turn that defense around. Remember when Dan Quinn went to Dallas the year before he went there as their DC? They were 28th in the league in scoring defense in terms of points allowed. When he got there, 7th. This year, 5th. Like, all these boys can ball. Some of them just aren't in the right system, the right situation. I bet you D'Amico Ryans thinks, I can fix the defense. We know they play hard. They were in a lot of games. They lost, but, you know, they played hard to their credit. But it's going to be interesting, Rob. We will see. Let's know it out.
Yeah, and the last thing is, the way that they've handled the black coaches there in Houston would sour me. Like, just the disregard for them and Lovie and it just, the ownership or whatever, they're not on the level. I mean, if that's my only option and
Would they be looking at another black coach?
I don't know. Because they could look at another black coach, but I'm just saying the handling of the last two were very, very questionable.
It was shaky, no doubt. I mean, Arizona That's did the all. Same thing with Steve Wilkes.
Right.
You know?
I'm just saying, but they did two in a row.
But the fact that they're, if he's their top choice, that to me, that does say something. But I agree, though. It wasn't right the way they did Lovie and Cully, because they had those guys playing hard, both of them. And they should have got at least another year to see what they could do.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Was a six-time Pro Bowl quarterback, mainly with the Philadelphia Eagles. You know him well, Donovan McNabb.
Yo.
Donovan, welcome to the Odd Couple.
I mean, can I get a better intro than that? Man, what's happening? You know what weekend this is. Come on, fellas, what's happening?
How are you? What, four straight? Was it four straight yes. NFC Championship games?
Yes.
That it was. It was five total.
Yes, absolutely. And, almost won an MVP, too. Second in MVP. How about that?
A couple times.
And you know what's funny, Chris, is I was on Donovan's radio show on NBC when they had a sports network back in the day. How about that?
Okay. Desperate for guests, huh, Donovan?
Yeah, I guess. Wow. All good.
What's up?
Yeah. Nah, look, man, we are so glad to have you on. Let's get into it. Your Philadelphia Eagles, of course, looking good. Let me ask you this. Jalen Hurts, obviously, there's many similarities, you and him, not just that you're African-American, but, you know, he's a running, can run the ball as well as throw it, been a great leader for them, and now, again, leading them to the championship round. Do you have a relationship with him? Do you talk to him? Have you mentored him at all, whether ongoing or in the past at least?
I have. And ever since he was drafted, I got a chance to talk to him and mentor to him all throughout his career so far. And we continue to stay in contact. And, you know, he always asks questions or, you know, my thoughts and what I've seen. And I just continue to just give him the input that I get a chance to see and witness and try to help him out in many ways. But a lot of the things that he's been doing, and I tried to explain this to a lot of people once he was drafted, that he would be the grown man in the room. You know, he's a little bit different than everybody else. And you're starting to see it a little bit in how those guys follow him with his leadership, his hard work, and then obviously his production. You know, people sort of look past him a lot because he's not the traditional quarterback. And right. That's just, to me, that's just lazy analytics. That's lazy scouting and not being able to find out if a kid is a winner. You know, how many kids you know come out of high school, graduate early, go up to Alabama, do the spring workouts, and win the starting job as a true freshman at Alabama? Take his team to national championships, lose his job, stays there, helps them win in the semifinals against Georgia to get to the national championship, then transfers to Oklahoma with Lincoln Riley, his so-called the quarterback guru, becomes a Heisman Trophy candidate and ends up getting drafted in the second round. So it's something to be said about his path.
All right, I got to pull the cover back because back in October when the Eagles started 4-0, tell me if I'm misquoting you, you didn't think that they would be in this position. You thought, quote, it would be they were a year or two away from being legitimate
Absolutely.
Contenders. What changed from this team from when they were 4-0 and you saw them to now?
Well, not much has changed. And I still say that, and that doesn't take anything away from where they are and what they've done. I still think they need to go and get them a linebacker and another safety that can be a Hawk safety. And you look at their defense, and their defense is young, and their defense, you know, when they brought over Reddick and brought Fletcher Cox back, it helped in so many ways, but I still think defensively they're a couple pieces away from being that dominant Jim Johnson defense that we had. Now, they have over 70 sacks, so don't get me wrong. And then offensively, you know, I love what I'm seeing from that offensive line. Miles Sanders has elevated his game up now to be up to like where Westbrook was, catching the ball out of the backfield as well as running the football. But I just still felt like they were just a couple pieces away from being a dominant, consistent team.
So how do you see this weekend playing out with them against the Niners?
Well, you talk about two top defenses, and one thing that really affects both of them is trying to stop the run consistently. You know, Philadelphia struggled a little bit by stopping the run all throughout the season. Same with San Francisco when they play against an RPO type of offense with a running quarterback. And I think the thing that really kind of goes against San Francisco, if you're able to get over the top of the secondary and complete the balls at a decent rate, now that puts a lot of pressure on D'Amico Ryans and that defensive line, that front seven. But if they're rolling and getting to the quarterback and Warner's flying around making tackles, it's working in their favor. And so I think the Philadelphia has a chance to be able to establish the run game early to set up the play action game to get over the top of the secondary, because I don't think their corners are good enough to stop A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith consistently if they're running the football effectively.
Right.
The MVP of the league, we thought Jalen Hurts was definitely in the mix. The year that he had,
he should be.
Yeah, not just throwing it, but running it and all the touchdowns he did in the
if
team.
If he didn't miss the two games, Donovan, he had a great
he
shot.
He had a great shot.
That don't make a difference.
Now. Who do you think's going to win it?
So you think he should get it over Mahomes?
I do. It's something to be said that the man is 14-1 or 15-1 as a starter. Like, Gardner Minshew went in there, and don't nobody even remember Gardner Minshew being in there because he focused so much on how Jalen changes the complex of this offense and the team. And so I love Patrick Mahomes. Don't get me wrong. Andy has done great things with him. But he may have the LeBron effect where everybody's kind of looking for something new to become the MVP of the league. And Jalen, you got to understand, he has the best football team. He's leading the best football team in the NFL. Offensively, they're in the top four or five or so. Defensively, they're one of the top two or three. And they have the best record in football.
Yeah.
So I think that takes into account of him being in that position. The problem is people can't stand to see us doing what we do consistently because it's not traditional.
Yeah, Charles Barkley's with you. He texted us. We're listening to the show, and he's with you on Jalen Hurts, and we love what he's done. And it's a miracle when you think about where he was a year ago. We had people on from Philly, and, you know, his throwing was very questionable. Like, they just didn't think he consistently threw the ball well enough. That's what we heard. I think
offseason he really worked. I mean, his work ethic, you know, Donovan, yes, is second to none, and he showed it by the way he came back this year.
And that's the thing, is it bothers me when people say that, because you got to understand it's about progression in the NFL. Guys get better each and every year. Like, take for instance, did everybody expect Joe Burrow to be in this position he's in? No.
But Donovan, you got to admit, everybody doesn't get better every year. There have been a lot of busts at quarterback, too. You got to admit that.
Yes. But why penalize a guy who's got
no better? I'm just saying, but everybody doesn't get better. Some guys get worse. Zach Wilson.
But the ones who do, let's give him a little bit of love. Because this is what I see from Jalen. Jalen's, because people don't see a rocket arm, all of a sudden he's not throwing the ball hard in the window. Jalen learned how to throw to spots and anticipate passes. So what you see in his rookie year is he was throwing the spots, and now he was throwing it with rhythm and getting it out, and he has the ability to run. So everything that you're seeing now, all of a sudden, you know, the completion percentage goes up. A.J. Brown's catching the ball on the move. Devontae is looking good. And so I just think for where he's at, it shows that the kid put in time, effort, worked on his timing, and his ball placement to help his accuracy. So I'm interested to see how this thing continues to grow through his career, because he's showing just a little bit of sign of where he can take this organization for the next 2 to 3 years.
Man, I got to say this. Philadelphia is the sports capital of the United States right now. The Phillies went to the World Series. The Eagles are in the NFC Championship game. And somehow Scott Rowland got into the Baseball Hall of Fame. So you guys are great in Philly right now.
And the Sixers are balling.
That's right.
Hey, but that's the thing. Doesn't it remind you of 2004 and 2005?
Yes.
When we had the Sixers going to the championship.
World Series with the Phillies.
Yep.
Hockey was still playing well. And so, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It comes around, you know, in times. And the thing that's exciting about it is nobody's really kind of, you know, you don't see these guys all on social media trying to pump themselves up, because that's when it becomes really a downfall, when everybody wants to become a star now utilizing the social media platform.
We got to run down.
Yes,
before you go, just quickly, 1, 3, 4, 5 word answer, whatever it is. Who's your Super Bowl pick? What's the game and who wins?
Philadelphia versus Kansas City. Andy Reid coming back to play against the Eagles, but Philadelphia wins.
All right.
That'd be a great one. All right. Thank you. That's the great Donovan McNabb. We appreciate you, man.
All right. You guys take it easy.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Big question in San Francisco is who's going to be the quarterback next year, right? Now, look, and when we have this discussion about Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, if they decide to go after Tom Brady, I have no idea if they will, Rob. None of us do. Then, okay, all bets are off. But I think, Rob, Brock Purdy already – and I don't know. I'm not saying he's definitely special. I'm certainly not saying he's going to be a star. I haven't seen enough to say that for sure. But I do think, Rob, he's already done enough where he enters, win or lose this game, he enters camp next week. And I know you're going next year as QB1. And I know you're going to say, what if he goes out and throws four interceptions and they get demolished like Mike White? First of all, he ain't Mike White. He's better than Mike White. But even if that happens, it happens. Joe Burrow threw four interceptions in the first game of the season this year. It happens. And so even if that happens, I still think he enters camp as QB1 in San Francisco over Trey Lance.
Okay, that and 250 will get you on the subway. I mean, okay, I'll give you that, but I don't think I don't think that guarantees he's going to have any kind of job. If Trey Lance is healthy, and they believe he's the guy that
Trey Lance,
if he's healthy and they believe he's the guy that they moved up the draft for, and they believe he's healthy and can really do the things that they want him to do, then there's a good chance that he could still be in that job. He didn't lose the job. He got hurt.
I think those two in camp, I think Brock Purdy is QB1, and I think he would have to start the season and play poorly for Trey Lance to get that job back.
I disagree. I really do.
I've been told, too, by someone outside of the organization, but who has said they talked to people there, they thought they were getting a world-class type athlete in Trey Lance, and he's not that.
Okay. I'm talking about but did you hear what I said?
I mean, kind of, sort of.
What I said. I said if he is healthy and gets back and is the guy that they thought they were getting when they traded
up. He's not that guy?
No, I don't know. He only played a game and a half.
But he played last year, too.
He didn't play enough for me to rule him out. I'm sorry.
The times he played, he didn't play as well as
Brock
Purdy.
I'm not going to put. I'm not going to put all my stock in that Brock Purdy is going to be the starting NFL quarterback for the 49ers for the next 15 years.
I never said that.
I don't
see
that.
Did you hear what I said?
Yeah,
did
I'm just saying. I'm just saying, but that – so
I didn't say that he's going to be the starting quarterback for the next 15 years.
To me,
I said next year in training camp, he's QB1.
Can he lose the job the next year in training camp? Can he lose the job? I'm asking you.
I don't think so.
So he's the quarterback then. So. Forget about going into Kim. You're saying he's the quarterback going to start next year no matter what happens.
I see, because no matter.
That's what I'm asking.
Being realistic.
Yeah, I'm just being.
No, I think he starts game one. I mean, again, we're taking out the Tom Brady possibility. If it's Brock Purdy and Trey Lance, Brock Purdy starts the first game. Now, he could lose the job during the season, early on even. But I don't see, I mean, realistically speaking, is he going to go out there and look horrendous in camp? And is Trey Lance going to wow him in camp? Trey Lance hasn't wowed him yet. And I get it. It is a small sample size for Trey Lance. But even in that small sample size, he was nothing. He didn't show anything close to what Brock Purdy's done.
The 49ers, if you look at that schedule with all those games that they won, they only beat two teams over 500.
Rob, they're in the NFC Championship game. I don't care what they beat. They've proven that they can beat good teams with Brock Purdy.
They've proven that you can put in almost any quarterback with that array of talent and defense and win. It ain't Brock Purdy, Chris. That's my point. It ain't Brock Purdy.
Well, then why didn't Trey Lance play that well with that coach?
Well, he got hurt early. All I'm saying to you is
I'm talking about last year.
But I'm talking about they've been putting in different quarterbacks, Jimmy
and
G.
And only one other than Brock Purdy has success, Jimmy G.
And with this loaded team and all the playmakers and people that they have, they have everything. The biggest thing is not to turn over the ball or not give the ball away. He wasn't great in the game last week. He played fine against the Cowboys, but they could have easily lost that game. He didn't play great.
Could have, should have, would have.
I'm just saying. He wasn't great.
He threw one touchdown.
We're
going
to celebrate that because he threw one touchdown?
Yeah, because you celebrated Jimmy G and he threw no touchdowns last year.
But the difference is Jimmy G's had a longer career. Brock Purdy's Mr. Irrelevant, who's played in 10 games. I'm not crowning him. Chris, you can crown him. Hold on, Rob.
You don't like, you block people on Twitter when they put words in your mouth. Don't put words in my mouth.
You're just crowning him the starting quarterback next year. That's crowning him. Yes?
So really?
Yes.
We have different definitions of crowning.
Are you saying he's going to be the starting quarterback next year? Are you saying that yes or no?
I'm saying that, but I'm not saying he's crowned.
Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you're crowning him the starter next year no matter what happens. That's what you
over
just said.
Over Trey Lance, yes.
Okay.
Over Trey
All right,
Lance,
that's
yes.
fine. That's
and
it.
He's got 16.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, let me speak. He's got 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions in his 7 game starts. 5 of those starts, he was over 100. Heck, over 114 passer rating. Now, I'm not. Nobody in their right mind would say he's the driving force behind the team, a la Patrick Mahomes, a la Joe Burrow, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But he has been good. And you say he didn't do much against Dallas, fine. What'd he do against Seattle? Threw for 330 yards. Threw for 3 touchdowns, no picks. Trey Lance hasn't come close to any type of production like that in a small sample size, but one that we have a few games, not just this year, but last year. And here's the other thing. Remember, in college, Brock Purdy was the better player. Brock Purdy played at the highest level, the FBS. Even though it was Iowa State, they're not a national power, it's FBS, Division I.
That's why it was Trey Mr. Lance, Irrelevant, because he was Lance, so good in college, he was the last player.
And Tom
player.
Brady was a 6th-round pick.
Stop.
So what?
Stop with
Joe
that.
Joe Montana was a 3rd-round pick.
Okay, but
so
everybody's
what?
Not Joe Montana.
Dak
everybody's
Prescott
not Tom Brady.
Fourth round pick.
Right.
So what?
And Dak Prescott is what now? What is he? He's a fourth-round pick.
He's a franchise
quarterback. He's a 4th-round pick.
And he's actually a franchise quarterback making $40 million.
That's fine. They don't care
he
how much he makes.
The second
he
round
can't
of the
win the big game. And you don't know if Brock Purdy can win the big game. All I'm saying is if he lays an egg in the NFC Championship game, they'll rethink it. That's what I'm telling you.
I'm telling you he'll still be the starter. And I'm also telling you that he was the better college player. Trey Lance was playing at the FCS level, Division I AA. He wasn't facing the same competition.
But that's why the 49ers traded to move up to go get a guy who wasn't good. Okay. But they're going to make it work.
Teams don't make
it. They're going to make it work.
The Jets.
They will make it work. They will prove it.
Are you going to let anybody else talk? Or are you just going, you won't have the segment. Go ahead.
Is anybody else on the show other than me and you? Talk. I'll turn my mic off.
Well, then be quiet.
Do the show.
When I'm talking, be quiet.
Do the show. I'll be quiet.
Just like I'm quiet when you talk. Brock Purdy was a better college player than Trey Lance. And you teams make mistakes all the time. Zach Wilson was drafted second by the Jets. How's that working out? Sam Darnold was drafted third by the Jets. How's that working out? Baker Mayfield, Jamarcus Russell were drafted first. How are those working out? You gonna come up here with, oh, just because he was drafted early, that means he's gonna be great? We've seen so many failures at the top of the draft, it would make your head spin.
And you also said that Dak Prescott was elite. And it wound up that he wasn't elite. So my point is, you don't always know, Chris, and you had a small sample size.
I've never even said that.
And all I'm saying is, I haven't had enough for me to anoint this guy the starting quarterback next year. I have not seen enough. What part don't you get? And if you believe that, that's fine. I don't believe it.
Rob.
I don't believe it. What part don't you get?
We're having a discussion.
Okay, and I gave you my point of view.
Why are you getting so all
I'm giving you my point of view.
You have your belief, and I have it ain't about we having a discussion, man.
And I'm giving you my point. I disagree with you.
Right.
I disagree. I gave you my reasons why.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.